K. Jackson, Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, a Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The rush home from Christmas holiday has been filling airports and highways. FlightAware says there were over 3,600 flights delayed Friday, with 235 canceled.
From Atlanta to San Francisco and most airports in between, holiday travelers are on the move.
It's been a bit busier than we expected. My mom and stepdad made sure we got here early enough.
Officials recommended arriving 2 hours before domestic departures and 3 for international. In Baltimore, some travelers gave themselves plenty of extra time.
Probably got to the airport too early. It's a bad habit, but ingrained from long lines in the past.
CBS News correspondent Wendy Gillette reporting from San Francisco. The federal government reports a double-digit jump in American homelessness this year, up 18.1%. CBS's Lilia Luciana has more on the cause.
Devastating natural disasters like the Maui wildfire that displaced thousands have added to the shortage of housing. The report also says the number of homeless families more than doubled in some cities like New York and Chicago, where migrant families were bused from border states.
It's going to keep getting worse until we all come together. That means city, state, federal, landlords, brokers, all of it.
Evidence is mounting that Russian air defenses likely shot down a passenger plane over Kazakhstan on Christmas Day. CBS's Jerika Duncan is following developments.
Azerbaijan Airlines says that the plane crashed after external interference. Russia said that the crash happened during a Ukrainian drone attack. The White House says U.S. intelligence supports the assessment that Russia shot it down. Moscow initially blamed a bird strike for the crash that killed 38 people. 29 others did survive.
Legendary sportscaster Greg Gumbel has died.
Gumbel was beloved as a studio host of the NFL Today and a play-by-play voice for the NFL on CBS. A pioneer as the first African-American to announce a major sporting event, and a fixture on CBS's coverage of March Madness.
Tonight marks CBS Sports' 23rd year covering March Madness.
CBS's Dana Jacobson reporting Gumbel was 78. Olivia Hussey, who starred as a teenage Juliet in Franco Zeffirelli's 1988 film Romeo and Juliet, died Friday. She was 73 years old. Born in Buenos Aires, Hussey was 15 when she and her co-lead Leonard Whiting starred in the Oscar-winning adaptation of Shakespeare's tragedy. She is survived by her husband, David Isley, their 3 children, and a grandchild. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks take on the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Chicago tonight to battle the Bulls. Milwaukee coming off that loss at home Thursday to the Brooklyn Nets. NFL, the Packers play the Vikings tomorrow afternoon at U.S. Bank Stadium. Kickoff at 3:25. Packers quarterback Jordan Love talked about the addition of Josh Jacobs at running back and how the former Raider made it clear he came to Green Bay to get to the playoffs.
I mean, me and Josh had conversations when he first got here. And, his main message was he wanted to come play for a team that was going to have a chance to, you know, do something special and obviously have a shot in the postseason and go win it all. It means a lot to him to have the opportunity and to play in these meaningful games.
Vikings quarterback Sam Darnold has led the team to a 13-2 season so far.
Yeah, obviously you got the Pack coming in. Great opponent, really good defense, great scheme. They fly around, got really good players, pretty much good everywhere. You know, good on the back end, good linebackers, good defensive line. So we're excited for the challenge, and we'll be ready to roll.
That's Sam Darnold with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Batman fans eagerly awaiting the second installment of the new franchise will have to tap the brakes. Variety reports that the Matt Reeves-directed Batman 2 has been delayed a year and will now hit theaters in 2027. The film was originally slated for an IMAX release that would hit theaters October 2nd of 2026. Warner Brothers has announced that taking those screens will be a new Tom Cruise film that they are hoping to get on the big screen to qualify for the 2026 Oscar season. Here's one of Pete's picks. The Order, starring Jude Law as an FBI agent tracking a white supremacist group, is a really solid watch. Based on a true story from the 1980s, Law tracks the gang as they rob banks and set bombs off, terrorizing the Pacific Pacific Northwest. The film has good action and is a great detective story. The Order also stars Nicholas Holt as the leader of the criminal group, Ty Sheridan as a local sheriff's deputy, and Journey Smollett as an FBI agent. The film has been a hit with critics and audiences alike. Strongly recommend. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy with rain diminishing for tonight and some areas of fog, lows only in the low 40s. For your Saturday afternoon, a mostly cloudy sky and mild, highs in the upper 40s. Maybe a shower Sunday, high mid-40s. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Appleton-based comedian John Egan into the studio. Then Chicago comedians Bill Gorgo and Jim McHugh join the show to promote a New Year's Eve extravaganza in Port Washington. Let's light it up.
Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to Hour 3 of our program. How did ranked choice voting fare in the 2024 elections? Well, not so well. Legislatures in five states banned it. It was just crazy, right? They just came out and said, no, you may not have ranked choice voting. This is Florida, Idaho, Montana, South Dakota, and Tennessee. There was also anti-ranked choice voting bills introduced in Ohio and South Carolina, but they never made it out of committee. For some reason, Republicans think that ranked choice voting hurts them. Probably has to do with, Alaska being represented in Congress by somebody who's not a MAGA head. And voters in four states, Colorado, Idaho, Nevada, and Oregon, rejected referendums on adopting the new system. Although, let me say, here in Oregon, the state adopted ranked choice voting. The city of Portland tried to do do I have this backwards, Sean? The city of Portland did ranked choice voting, and the state rejected it. Is that right? Okay, thank you. Yeah. Trying to remember my ballot, and the ranked choice voting on the ballot was, as I recall, just Oregon. So the state turned it down, which I was disappointed by. I voted for it. I'm a fan of ranked choice voting. And generally, I'm a fan of anything that Leonard Leo hates. And Leonard Leo is very upset about ranked choice voting, as is Cleta Mitchell, as is the American Legislative Exchange Council. ALEC has come up with several pieces of anti-ranked choice voting legislation that Republicans around the country are dutifully, Republican state legislators are dutifully submitting into their state legislatures. Ranked choice voting, if you're not familiar with it, of course, is where you are given four, five, six you rank the candidates, right? You pick your first choice, then your second choice, then your third choice, then your fourth choice. And if your first choice doesn't win a plurality, then they get dropped, or if they're below a certain threshold, they get dropped, and your second choice becomes your vote, essentially. And if your second choice doesn't hit the winning mark, then your second choice gets dropped, and your third choice becomes, and it's kind of cool. I'm a fan of it. And but it wasn't a good year for ranked choice voting, largely because of opposition from the GOP and Leonard Leo and his friends. So what's on your mind today? Jolie in Chicago. Hey, Jolie, what's up?
Yes, hi, Tom. A couple of weeks ago, you spoke to data scientist Stephen Spoonamore.
Correct.
And during the interview, he felt compelled by the results of the election to submit to Madam Vice President Kamala Harris a duty to warn letter. I was wondering if you've heard back from him. Do you know whether or not she responded? And also, I was wondering, do you think there's a possibility that she would need us to start a GoFundMe to help cover the expense for the recount?
Well, so far what's happened, Jolie, is that Stephen Spoonamore has walked back his bullet ballot concern and said, looks like actually maybe that didn't happen. He has started a newsletter over on Substack that you can find and subscribe to. Just plug his, you know, go to substack.com and plug his name in. And he's been talking about election integrity and his concerns about the election, but he has not yet presented any evidence of any kind of fraud. I hooked him up with Greg Pallast, who's one of the nation's great investigative reporters, and Greg looked into it and couldn't find anything. And Greg, of course, is concerned about purging of voting rolls. He's of the opinion that had Republicans not been authorized to purge voting rolls by the Supreme Court, we would not be looking at President Trump. And Greg is finishing up another movie right now about the theft of Osage Indian oil back in the day. It's a follow-up to Leo DiCaprio's movie. And so he's working on that right now. But he also has been, you know, following up on these things. His movie, Ballot Bandits, has done really well, and it's circulating in Democratic circles. As of the moment, we have no smoking gun, to the best of my knowledge, other than the voting purges, which are, you know, everybody knows about. And Republicans are very proud of. So, sorry. If anything happens, I promise you, you will be the first to know. I will report it here. Jolie, thank you for the call, and happy holidays to you and your family. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Hey, I keep repeating it over and over again, but I think the Federal Reserve is the reason why Donald Trump is in office, is headed for office. Yes, I know the Supreme Court did their dirt also, and then you have the media did their dirt. But I have watched the stock market for years and years and years, and when the Dow is doing well, the incumbent president gets good approval ratings. And when it goes down, like it did when Donald Trump was president in 2020, the incumbent doesn't get a second term.
Correct.
And then I still say that there's you can find the website where it shows the Dow gains per president, and you'll see that somebody was manipulating the Dow so that it matched Donald Trump's failed presidency. And so when they gave Joe Biden the Dow that Donald Trump earned, Joe Biden and the Democrats did not get a second term. And I think that's the reason why those people who were walking in to cast their vote at the last minute, they're thinking, my 401k is dropping. My stocks that I own are dropping. This does not look good. And they felt bad, and they went in there, and they voted for the clown.
I thought the market was pretty much up through October and November.
I think it's 5 days in a row just before the election.
They
started falling.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. And then the day after the election, it shot up 1,500 points.
Yeah, I remember that. So you think that was when Jerome Powell stopped his shenanigans?
I think that's when he did it for one day. And when you look at what happened when Biden, and since that 1,500 point jump, the TV talking heads are running around talking about the Trump effect. So they're saying that 1,500 points was because everybody was happy that Donald Trump became president. I don't recall anybody dancing in the street like they did when Biden won.
Yeah. Or Obama.
After Trump won. But it's mainly Biden. As soon as we found out that Biden was going to be president that Saturday, they were playing Party in the USA all over the country.
Sure.
It was even in Europe they were playing it.
Yeah,
everybody was just rejoicing.
I know. I remember.
Nobody did that.
And I remember
did that when,
you know, when Obama was elected, the day after the election, after the election was called in 2008, November of 2008, on this program, I said, everybody in the United States, please don't call into the show, and we're just going to keep the lines open for international calls. And literally for an entire hour, and I hope we've got that show archived someplace because it was just amazing, for an entire hour, people from all over the world called into this program, and many of them in tears, you know, that a black man who had campaigned as a progressive had just been elected president of the United States. It was a big deal.
And so we get rejoicing when the Democratic president wins. Somehow, Donald Trump, who was running around claiming that his crowd sizes was an indication that he was going to win, well, Harris had far bigger crowds than he won the debate. The Democratic Party put out numbers that we've never seen before. Biden saw record job growth. And so far to this day, every month, he's seen job gains.
Yep.
And somehow all the leading indicators that said the Democrats would win, it didn't work.
Well, it's because the majority of Americans believed we were in a recession when we went into the election.
Yeah.
This is the power of right-wing media, Larry. It really and truly is. Larry, thank you for the call. I always appreciate hearing from you. Thank you so much. It's 15 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Anything goes weekend here. I'm picking up your calls, and I'll be right back with you.
Everyone, if you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot!
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Lumen is the world's first handheld metabolic coach. It's a device that measures your metabolism through your breath. You just breathe into it. It's amazing. And on the app, which is connected to it, it lets you know if you're burning fat or carbs and gives you tailored guidance to improve your nutrition, your workouts, your sleep, and even your stress management. I was astonished when I first started using it. What a treat to know exactly how my body's metabolism is running. Lumen also gives you a personalized nutrition plan for that day based on the numbers that come out of Lumen. You can also breathe into it before and after workouts and meals, so you always know exactly what's going on in your body in real time. And Lumen will give you tips on how to keep on top of your health game. I've made changes in my eating habits based on its feedback. So stay on track with your health this holiday season. Go to lumen.me/Hartman, with two N's at the end, to get 15% off your Lumen. That's lumen.me/HARTMANN for 15% off your purchase. Lumen also makes a great gift. And thank you, Lumen, for sponsoring this program. Lumen.me/Hartman gets you 15% off your Lumen. It's just great. Lumen.me/Hartman.
With tables full of joy and laughter, and every heart feels warm tonight, I'm dreaming of a bright Christmas with dishes from around the globe.
It's 21 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Claire in Chicago. Hey, Claire, what's on your mind today?
Hi, I was calling to find out your thoughts on the Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. According to Professor Lawrence Tribe and many other judges, they say that right now Trump is in violation of this amendment, and the only way that he cannot be sworn in with this intact, and the only way he can move forward is if 3/4 of the Senate and House reverse it. What are your thoughts about this? I mean, is this true? And if it is true, why is nobody enforcing it or talking about it?
It is true, and I completely agree, Claire. What happened was the Supreme Court, when three different states, Maine, Colorado, and some other state, all knocked Trump off the election rolls, off the ballots. The Supreme Court said you can't take him off the ballot. The 14th Amendment doesn't address elections, basically. What the 14th Amendment says is if you engage in insurrection against the United States, you can't serve in any military or elected capacity. And so Trump is not yet in violation, but he will be when he's sworn in my opinion, and in the opinion of a lot of authorities. And the 14th Amendment does say that you can solve that. You can let somebody serve. With this vote, I thought it was 2/3, maybe it's 3/4. I'd have to look up the 14th Amendment. I just don't think it's going to happen. I think everybody's going to ignore it. The Democrats are, you know, it would require the Democratic Party to raise hell about it, and they're not doing it, which is disappointing to me.
Are they that cowardice and that much of a, no spine that they would let a fascist like Trump take over when they have an ability to make him go away?
Apparently. Yeah. And that's in fact, I've been rolling around in my head that the op-ed that I should probably write for Monday is, where is the leadership of the Democratic Party? Where the hell are they? Make it like an open letter to the California governor, Gavin Newsom. Why don't you step up, sir, or somebody, anybody? We need a loud voice coming, and voices, obviously, but at least somebody needs to take on a leadership role in the Democratic Party.
If you could just each day from now between the election encourage people to call their members of the House and Senate, and I've written 6 letters to the White House about this, and I'm really, really thinking if there's a remedy to stop him, do it. Do whatever it takes.
I agree. I completely agree. By the way, if you send a letter to the White House or to Congress, it takes 6 weeks to get there because they've got to run them through anthrax testing. So the best way is to call. The White House comment line is 202-456-1111. And you can call your members of Congress both your House and Senate. It all goes through the same switchboard. The congressional switchboard is 202-224-3121. So once again, the White House comment line, 202-456-1111, and the congressional switchboard, 202-224-3121. Sometimes it's even more effective when you call the local offices, the in-state offices of your members of Congress and your senators, rather than calling their D.C. office, because that way they know that you are one of their constituents. So in Illinois, you know, you have Chicago-based offices for whoever is your member of the House. It's probably Jan Schakowsky, and for both of your senators. So go for it. Claire, thank you. I completely agree with you. David in El Paso, Texas. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I'm concerned about the possible deportation squads that may be coming up next year that we're going to encounter. And the reason for this, and I wanted your thoughts on that, is within the week after the election, I saw on the news, and unfortunately I can't recall the state or the city that this took place in, but apparently there were men who were inquiring with their local law enforcement about possibly joining Donald Trump's deportation squad.
Several of the armed militias, the white supremacist militias in America, have come right out and said that that's their goal.
Yeah, really. That's very concerning, because you're going to have overzealous people in these squads, perhaps racial profiling, and it's just going to be chaos. It's just going to be chaos.
Count on it.
Well, exactly. And if there's pushback, here's my other concern. If there's pushback, which I expect it will be, would this be an excuse to declare martial law?
Yes. And Donald Trump really wants to declare martial law. I think the experience of President Yoon in South Korea might have chastened him a little bit. He hasn't been talking about declaring martial law ever since Yoon tried that and got slapped down. By the way, the South Korean parliament just held a vote a couple days ago, and the impeachment of Yoon, this was the second vote to impeach him, failed by 3 votes because his party is still substantial and his party has decided that they're going to support him for fear that, you know, the Democratic Party in South Korea would end up, you know, if they had a new election, would end up winning because Yoon has so badly sullied the reputation of the South Korean, the PPP party, which is, you know, their version of the Republicans. David, thank you for the call. I share your concerns. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program. What's on your mind? We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you. Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrate the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom from Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight, and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You'll get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit fffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my name, Hartman, with two N's, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511. Text Hartman to 511-511 and join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply.
1 out of 2 Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation. 540 WAUK.
CBS News Brief. AAA says gas prices are averaging $3 nationally for regular. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com.
Americans should snap their selfies with these prices now because this tends to be close to the bottom. Gas prices will likely start going up, especially in mid and late February.
The government reports an 18% increase in homelessness. Donald Whitehead of the National Coalition for the Homeless.
We can look at adaptive reuse, taking the many, many abandoned office spaces and abandoned buildings in this country and start to use those to provide affordable housing.
Sportscaster Greg Gumbel has died. Here's CBS Sports HQ host Rush Thaler.
For more than 25 years, he was a staple for college basketball on CBS as a studio host, most notably from Selection Sunday all the way through the Final Four.
Gumbel was 78. A California player won tonight's $1.2 million Mega Millions jackpot. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's one of Pete's picks, Wisconsin. Check out the film Conclave. The film tells the story of the cardinals converging on Rome to select the next pope. Ray Fiennes is our access character who manages the whole scene as potential candidates jockey for position to become the next pontiff. Lots of unexpected twists and great storytelling. In addition to Fiennes, the film stars John Lithgow, Stanley Tucci, and Isabella Rossellini. Just under 2 hours, but doesn't feel like it. Check it out. So much TV to watch, so little time. If you're a horror fan, check out TheWrap.com's recent list of the best horror episodic TV shows from 2024, which include AMC's Interview with a Vampire Season 2, Paramount Plus's Last Season of Evil, which The Wrap called an almost perfect show. Walking Dead fans will be thrilled to hear that Rick and Michonne's show, The Ones Who Live, was also on the list, as was a show many horror fans have talked about called What We Do in the Shadows. Check out the full list and watch them all. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks take on the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Chicago tonight to battle the Bulls. Milwaukee coming off that loss at home Thursday to the Brooklyn Nets. NFL, the Packers play the Vikings tomorrow afternoon at U.S. Bank Stadium. Kickoff at 3:25. Packers quarterback Jordan Love talked about the addition of Josh Jacobs at running back and how the former Raider made it clear he came to Green Bay to get to the playoffs.
I mean, me and Josh had conversations when he first got here. And, you know, his main message was he wanted to come play for a team that was going to have a chance to, you know, do something special and obviously have a shot in the postseason and go win it all. It means a lot to him to have the opportunity and to play in these meaningful games.
Vikings quarterback Sam Darnold has led the team to a 13-2 season so far.
Yeah, obviously you got the Pack coming in. Great opponent, really good defense, great scheme. They fly around, got really good players, pretty much good everywhere. You know, good on the back end, good linebackers, good defensive line. So we're excited for the challenge and we'll be ready to roll.
That's Sam Darnold with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy with rain diminishing for tonight and some areas of fog, lows only in the low 40s. For your Saturday afternoon, a mostly cloudy sky and mild, highs in the upper 40s. Maybe a shower Sunday, high mid-40s. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbush Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Allbush Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, what does former FBI and CIA Director William Webster have to say about Cash Patel and Tulsi Gabbard? Also, our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey Kay, on the rise of homelessness and political exhaustion. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
His voice. Democracy's just his right. The middle class sings.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. David in San Francisco. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Oh, thanks, Tom. Yeah, I first of all want to thank you for running through that Barbara Honecker list of the people that Oliver North apparently had killed.
Oh, did that book report play during the break?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that wasn't something you did live today?
No. Our commercial stations do news and sports for 6 minutes at the top and bottom of every hour, and our non-commercial stations have to have some content. And so I read a book report. I was reading from Barbara Honegger's book, apparently, and we've got 150, 200 of them that I've done over the years that are in rotation. And in fact, the radio side and the television side get different book reports because they're done differently, but... That's what it
for
is.
Sure.
Yeah. So, and I don't hear those during the break, so I don't know what you're talking about. But I do remember reading Barbara Honegger's book. So.
Yeah. Well, it runs through this long list of people who mysteriously died when Oliver North was being investigated and they were putting him up on trial.
Yep.
All of a sudden, some very important witnesses died.
Yep.
Including the CIA director
William Casey. Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah, and in fact, I think he succumbed the night before the testimony.
It was the morning of his testimony, and in the CIA office where he was a CIA director, he had been he ran Reagan's campaign, and he was involved in cutting the deal with the Iranians to hold the hostages, and he had a seizure. And they shipped him off to Bethesda, to the Walter Reed, to the hospital. And this was, you know, just an hour before he was supposed to testify. And he had told his lawyer, Milton Gould, had said that he was going to fully testify and he was going to blow the lid on the whole deal. And they removed the part of his brain, the left temporal region of his brain, Broca's region, that controls speech. They effectively cut his tongue out. And then about 6 months later, he died from complications from the surgery, or a few months later.
Yeah,
I don't recall how long.
Well, I call a lot of stations, and I was fortunate enough to catch Oliver North on one of them just, 6 months or more ago. And I asked him point blank, do you take personal responsibility for the crack epidemic in America? And boy, did they slam down the phone. And they said I was so rude for asking him a question like that.
Oh, my goodness, Dave. How dare you?
Yeah. Yeah, and you remember the right-wingers have always been yammering about personal responsibility.
Yeah, yeah. I'm guessing he did not answer your question.
Oh, no, he didn't. He just kind of gave a little harumph.
Yeah.
But, the real reason I called, Trump is in a heck of a pickle right now. And the fact that you've done a lot of studying of, the progressives of the past or the, populists mm-hmm. and their demand for gold. Well, Trump is in a hell of a fix because his people who demand gold are going to be competing against his ability to keep the American economy strong.
Not to mention the people who are demanding Bitcoin. I mean, this is the new kid on the block here.
Right.
And both a gold standard and a Bitcoin standard, or even the U.S. calling Bitcoin a legitimate currency, could lead to a massive crash. I mean, gold would restrain the economy. That's why Nixon got us off the gold standard.
Right. Yeah, and it's all based upon somebody's view of whose value is worth more.
Exactly.
And I was listening, I've been listening to these gold broker ads for years, and, you know, in the past, you know, people like Ron Paul, oh, America's about to crash, the economy's about to crash, buy gold, gold, gold. Well, now they've actually got one that says, well, the poor Russians and Iranians can't trade in U.S. dollars, so you better buy gold.
Yeah.
So well, they are in a hell of a fix because they're going to have a civil war about whose value is whose.
Yeah. We had we used to have gold companies advertising this show, and we stopped doing it because it became pretty clear to me that, you know, basically they were selling at retail and buying at wholesale. What they say, we'll buy it back, and it was mostly coins rather than just bullion. And I've always been concerned about gold as an investment. It's there's a whole bunch of downsides to it and risks. But on the other hand, you know, I remember when gold was, you know, $200 an ounce, and it's now $2,300 an ounce, I think, or something like that. It's huge. But I still, you know, we will not take advertising from gold companies any longer.
Yeah, good for you. Just to wrap up, in 1968, I'm a baby boomer, so I remember 1968, when the minimum wage was $1.60, and an ounce of gold was $32.
Yep.
And it
35.
Was, it took you exactly 20 hours at minimum wage to buy an ounce of gold. So if we were to take today's ounce of gold, and I haven't looked at it, but it was closing in on, what, 3,600, or
oh, is it that
2,600.
High? I don't know. I haven't looked in a long time, David. I'm sorry.
Well, basically what I'm leading up to is that if you were to divide the ounce of gold by 20, you would have what the proper minimum wage would be for the baby boom. And so at divided by 20, last time I looked, it's over $130 an hour minimum wage.
Which probably reflects the increase in productivity since the 1960s. We've all seen that graph, you know, where productivity goes straight up and wages are straight flat. The other thing to keep in mind about Bitcoin, I mean, gold actually has an underlying value. It has industrial uses. It has jewelry uses. It is in limited supply. Bitcoin, the price of Bitcoin is determined exclusively by the marketplace, by what people are willing to pay for it. And that's why I keep saying Bitcoin is like the Dutch tulip bulbs. They didn't, you know, the intrinsic value was very, very small. I mean, at least there was some intrinsic value with the Dutch tulip bulbs, but after a couple of years, they would rot. So they would, you know, it was fleeting. But anyway, David.
Well, when you start looking at the idea that these tech giants want to buy the nuclear power plants, and the power plants are what is needed to create the Bitcoin, wasting electricity to create a fake currency.
I know, it's crazy.
So, it becomes a vested interest that they waste electricity in order to justify
right.
their
And
value.
Now Don Jr. and Eric are going to have started a Bitcoin company. So, you know, a brand new grift coming out of the Trump family. Get ready. David, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Great to hear from you. Carol in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Hey, Carol, what's up?
Hello, Tom. It's been a long time. I've been really, really busy.
Oh, well, that's
and
good.
And you have, too.
Busy is good. Time flies when you're having fun.
It's good to hear that Mark's going to come back for a visit. I was glad to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the first thing, I wondered if your viewers know that Bitcoin, cryptocurrency are the same thing.
Probably some don't. I mean, you know, Bitcoin is one kind of cryptocurrency.
But it's all electric. I mean, how do I say it?
Yeah, it's digital. It's a digital currency. Yeah. And
yes,
I'm reluctant to call it a currency. It's a digital asset that, you know, can be bought and sold.
Using up a ton of needlessly of electricity.
Correct.
People need to know that.
And the other thing that's going to blow this apart is Google last week successfully tested a quantum computer. And a quantum computer can do computations literally millions of times faster maybe billions of times faster than our current computers. And when the first quantum computer comes online, which will probably be in the next 3 or 4 years, you're going to see one of the first uses is going to be to generate Bitcoin, and it is going to collapse the Bitcoin market because, you know. Back to you, Kyle.
I just wanted to say, too, I've read all about the cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, whatever, and the number one goal your viewers need to know is their number one goal is to get dollars. They want dollars.
Right.
That's their whole goal.
That's correct.
They're going to try and pull in with a Ponzi scheme, get you in, and they get your dollars, and they're out.
Yep.
So people need to know that.
Yeah.
That's the first reason I called. And then the second reason I wanted to call, because it's been, can you pick me up at the end of the break here?
No, but if you can say it real quick, I'll give you 15 seconds.
Okay. I wanted to say that this is your fundraising week. And if every single person, like I'm a member and I'm a monthly donator, if every single person called 3 or 4 people, which I have this week, and they're all members, monthly donors.
Thank you. I'm out of time.
Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
That was so considerate, Carol. We'll be right back with more of your calls on Anything Goes Weekend Sticker. Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrate the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight, and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You'll get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit fffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my name, Hartman, with two N's, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511. Text Hartman to 511-511 and join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no healthcare policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. 3 times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Turn the dial, tune in, and you'll find a voice of reason for the open mind. On Lefty Talk Radio, we speak the truth about the American dream for me and you. Lefty Talk Radio, where dreams are.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Ron in Hamilton Field, California. Hey, Ron, what's up?
I'm going back. I heard something earlier about contamination and individual bioaccumulation, and that takes me back to the early 90s when a friend of mine was the facility manager for Hamilton Air Force Base, Hamilton Army Airfield, north of San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And he toured me and a group of people. We looked at an area which nothing grew except a rose thistle, that dried-looking substance.
Mm-hmm.
And we reported on the contamination from the Air Force base, which was some of it was piled into the landfill, which was over an underground stream that fit right into the bay.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, our campaign from that point was to get that site cleaned up before 600 homes and I think 1,200 homes were planned.
Right.
And we went through all sorts of procedures. But from that, I learned about the substance of bioaccumulation from the dioxins that, 2,4-D and 2,4-5-T.
Yeah, that's what happened at Love Canal.
Yeah, and that situation came me to become very aware and looked at food product under our project, Global Garden Projects, for students at that time. And now when I'm hearing the president put out, not the former president, excuse me, Trump put out a word saying that we're gonna take the poisons out of food, and that campaigning. And I fully well know that the food companies argue that they have to put certain ingredients in. When you look at organic food, and now the government allows low levels of substances to go into it because at a low level it's not harmful. But without talking about the bioaccumulation in the fatty tissues and eventually triggering in buildup to diseases, including cancers. So I'm curious is why don't we get on that somewhere and really talk about why in one hand we'll feed you and on the other hand we'll take care of you once we've contaminated you to the point of illness.
I'm with you, Ron, and I think it's important to remember that when Trump was president before, the Environmental Protection Agency and I believe the U.S. Department of Agriculture wanted to ban one of the most toxic pesticides out there. And forgive me for not remembering the name of it, but
glyphosate? Was that glyphosate or not?
No, not glyphosate. This was something far worse. This is something that is a severe neurotoxin that poisons farm workers in particular, but also through bioaccumulation, what you're talking about, poisons all of us. And they had actually banned it. It's been banned in Europe for a decade. And Trump unbanned it because he got a big donation from the industry that makes it. So get ready. More of that is coming. Ron, thanks for the call. Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's on your mind today? Alfredo? Going once? Going twice? Okay, Susie in Vaughan, Washington. Alfredo's usually pretty good about that. Hey, Susie, what's up?
Hey, I just wanted to tag along with that woman about calling earlier. I did that personally before Thanksgiving, and I must have called 15 people in one day and have been calling others since.
Hang on, just say you're talking about calling your elected
Democrats.
Representatives?
Okay. Yes.
About what?
And what I did, okay, I called them and first thing I did is I said, thank you for everything you've done for us. Thank you for what you're going to do for us in the future. But where did everybody go? I feel as though the lights were turned off, the tapes were pulled, the doors were locked, and the rest of us are just hanging here going, what the heck is going on?
Yeah.
You know, I just, we're going to be losing all of our stuff, us old folks. In the next 4 to 6 months, if things go our way. And I will personally step up and be the Democratic representative of the whole country if they want. But somebody's got to get fired up. I ask OAC. I call Dick Durbin. Adam Schiff, my own governor, Newsom, the whole
thing. Where is the Democratic leadership? I am with you, Susan.
Yes.
I am completely with you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for saying it. Good on you. Jeff in Portland, Oregon. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
Hey, happy Friday, Tom. Perfect timing to your question about where is the Democratic Party leadership. You know, and as America is about to enter, in your words, a long period of darkness, it makes me think of the Washington Post motto that darkness dies, or democracy dies in darkness. But I think a more apt aphorism for these times, and to your point, is that democracy dies in silence, the kind of silence mm-hmm. that the Post demonstrated by failing to endorse Kamala Harris for president, and the kind of silence coming from the top of the Democratic Party right now. So please write a Hartman report on that. And for the next 4 years, Tom, it's going to be on all of us to keep speaking up and speaking out anywhere and everywhere to keep fascism from settling in. In my opinion, you know, silence is complicity and silence is approval. So long live the Tom Hartman program. And finally, Tom, I want to refer everyone to Michael Moore's Substack page today, since healthcare is the topic of the week, obviously. He has a manifesto against the for-profit health insurance companies, and he's offering his film Sicko for free. And just one factoid from his piece today, he says, we have 1.4 million people employed to deny healthcare in this country, and there's only 1 million doctors in the entire country. So that tells
Whoa.
You pretty much all you need to know.
Yeah, it really does. And Sicko was a great movie. I remember when that came out, and it created a minor furor, and gave a lot of energy to the Medicare for All movement. But then, you know, we just kind of moved along, and you know, it's you've got this. What's so ironic now is this guy Witte, who is now the chairman of the company that owns United Healthcare. And he's, you know, going on TV and whatnot, talking about how, you know, we're going to become compassionate. And you're right, the healthcare system isn't the greatest, and we're going to listen carefully. The guy is British. Britain has a national healthcare system. There's no big insurance companies administering British healthcare. He knows. It's incredible. Jeff, thank you for the call. It's always nice to hear from you. And thank you for being with us today. Hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Al Gorilla Rhythm, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Carna Verdi, Martha Salinas, and Mateo Robertson, all the great people who work on this program. And thank you to you for being with us. Get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll see you on Monday.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018.
A new choice. Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. 540 WAUK.
T. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Appleton-based comedian John Egan into the studio. Then Chicago comedians Bill Gorgo and Jim McHugh join the show to promote a New Year's Eve extravaganza in Port Washington. Let's light it up.
Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Earl Ingram.
Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. If you have an early morning flight back home, you might consider leaving for the airport pretty soon, as we hear from CBS's Wendy Gillette.
This has been the busiest year ever for air travel in the U.S. The Transportation Security Administration says its top 10 busiest days of screening passengers are all this year.
I wasn't anticipating that.
It's also busy on the roads.
It's on the water right now.
Some who live in Texas and Louisiana are still dealing with the aftermath of at least 8 suspected tornadoes and flash flooding Thursday.
West Coast airports are currently experiencing the most delays, according to FlightAware. CBS's Rob Marcy.